Inspiring Voices, Inspiring the World. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Amy Saffer, the author of the book titled Wood Vibrations of the Resting Place. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in this book. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
And Amy, let's start by getting to know a bit about your background and what inspired you to become a writer.
Sure. Boy, I guess when I first started reading poetry in high school, I was very inspired to be a writer. And of course, Maine is a state that's very rich with famous writers and literature. And very rooted in New England. So maybe it was just destiny for me to start writing. But I went to study communications, journalism, and public relations at Boston University, and then went on to get my MFA from the University of Southern Maine Stone Coast program. So I studied novels and fiction writing there. And so I'm so excited to have my first book finally out.
Okay. And when did you first know you had a story you needed to share?
Well, I've always wanted to write about a character that has supernatural intuition. You know, somebody that really can see into the past and into the future. But I wanted to do it in a very realistic way instead of through time travel. So I had been thinking about this idea and this character for quite some time. And then I read about the history of Malaga Island in Maine. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with that history of Malaga Island.
No. Can you talk a little bit about the story as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a mixed race settlement that was settled in the mid-1800s. And they were a peaceful settlement, fishing community, and they had been there for about 60 years when the state of Maine decided they really wanted the island for tourism, to build a hotel there. And so what happened is, tragically, in 1911, 1912, the state of Maine evicted all of the people that were living on the island. And the last part of the forced eviction was removing all the bodies that were buried there and reinterring the graves at the Maine Home for the Feeble-Minded. So I read all of this history and I thought to myself, how is it that a person from Maine does not know about this story? And so I thought, this is really a great history for my character, Penelope, or Penny as she's known in the book, to find out about and explore. I thought that would be a great way to sort of discover the history with this character and also help readers understand actually what happened. So that was the premise of it. And at the beginning of the book, Penny has a near-death experience when she's skiing in Maine. And when she wakes up, she realizes that she has this supernatural intuition. She all of a sudden can sense things and see things much more clearly than she had before. And her uncle is a real estate developer. It takes her to a business park development where there's a graveyard. And at this graveyard, she feels her first vibrations. And she doesn't know what's going on. She has no idea until she starts dreaming about Malaga Island. And then she realizes that those are the people that are buried in those graves. And that's how I tell the story.
Okay, so the book begins with this powerful near-death experience. What inspired that moment? How does it shape Penelope's journey?
Well, I was inspired by my own skiing accident that I had. I'm absolutely fine, but it was sort of a moment where I thought, as a writer, you know, I need to start telling stories and sharing my own truth, you know, the way that we see the world. And I think for any artist, that's really what you're trying to accomplish. So I decided to kind of just explore and to put that cynic away and start writing about it. So it's been a wonderful experience, and you know, my characters really lead me where they want to go and where the story wants to move.
Okay, and I have a question. The number 3 keeps appearing in the story. What does it represent, and why did you choose to wave it into the narrative?
Well, the number 3 has a lot of significance in historically. Of course, it's the Trinity. And, you know, that's so very, it's entrenched in religion, but also in Irish and Scottish mythology with the Triskelion. That's a symbol that was found in caves, and it was from thousands of years ago. And so part of the story is Penny discovering a Triskelion necklace that is buried in the ground, and she sees it in a dream. She dreams, by the way, through the character of a wolf dog or a husky. And she doesn't even know what this means at first, but slowly the truth becomes uncovered.
And one of the strong themes in the book is trusting in your intuition. Mm. Why was that an important message for you to explore?
I think that we don't listen to our intuition enough. And I think for me, that's what spirituality is all about, is getting in touch with yourself, all the people that are around you, with nature, and to really follow, it's following your heart, I think, is following your intuition. And I felt strongly about a character. At the beginning, she has a lot of emotional challenges she's trying to overcome. And I was trying to tell it from the point of view of having a character young, innocent, lots of obstacles in her way. She's flunked out of school. She's still trying to find her identity. And so it's a transformation story, how she realizes, listening to people around her too. She has a lot of mentors around her who are telling her, follow your intuition and you'll find your own personal way. So I was trying to show that spiritual type of journey.
Yeah, and Penny's relationship with the developer brings tension and emotional complexity. Like, what was your approach to writing that dynamic?
I let it unfold on its own. I really didn't know until I put Penny in the office with the developer, and I thought, okay, so there's going to be an attraction there. So this, of course, creates the tension in the story. So she's fallen in love with the business developer that wants to develop the park where this graveyard is. And then when she finds out about the people that are buried there, of course, she is at odds with herself and at a crossroads. And the more she discovers about Malaga in the history, the stronger she feels about stopping the development. And of course, she's still in love with this developer, or thinks that she is. So she's trying to figure this all out, you know, without giving too much of the story away. And she finally does, you know, come to terms with it at the end when she uncovers the truth, not only about what happened on Malaga, but about the people around her.
Okay. And now, like, I know that every writer faced challenges. Like, what were some of the biggest obstacles you encountered while writing this book?
Well, I guess I didn't know how hard it was going to be to tell an accurate history. I had read a lot online, but I found myself diving much deeper and going to visit libraries and historical societies. So I could look at the original documents, the original newspaper clippings, to find out what the true story was behind it before trying to write about it. Because I put so much information in there about that history. To me, especially as a person from Maine, I wanted to tell an accurate history about what happened. And there are a lot of stories out there. So getting that history right was probably the most challenging thing. And then I think any writer will tell you, you want to make your characters really authentic, so they come alive on the page for the reader. And, you know, you don't want them being cliche or wooden, as they say, when you're writing about people. So, you know, trying to remain true to that, I think, is one of the biggest challenges for writers, and not letting yourself control the story, but letting the story lead you where it's supposed to go.
Okay, yeah. And on the flip side, what has been the most rewarding part of being an author so far?
Just the response that I've received from my readers, you know, sharing the story, and I'm just so humbled by the recognition that I've received, not only the praise from friends and family, but also some recent awards I've received. So recently found out I have 3 international literary awards, 2 Eric Hoffer Book Awards, 1 for my debut novel. It's called the First Horizon Award, and the other for the category of spiritual fiction. And then the IPPI Awards, or the Independent Publishers Awards, I received the silver medal for New Age Visionary Fiction. So I'm just still reeling a little bit from receiving that recognition, and very happy, you know, so far. I think, okay, so people are really relating to Penny's journey, which makes me thrilled.
Yeah, congratulations. And looking like, many aspiring authors will be listening, and what's one piece of advice you will give them to someone just starting writing, or just starting this like idea to write a book or their first book? What's something that you will advise to them?
When I first started thinking about this, I thought, oh, who's going to want to read a story about a character like Penny with, you know, these supernatural intuition? But you have to put that cynic, that skeptic away, and just follow where your intuition wants you to go. And I encourage people to look into their own histories, to tell their own truth. So I found out after publishing my novel that I'm related to one of the characters in the book. And the character is Dr. A.F. Williams, and he was part of the governor's team that evicted people on Malaga Island. So it was quite a surprise, but I also thought this was fate for me, was telling the story and telling it right.
Yeah, and looking back, how has this story changed you? Like, not just like as a writer, but as a person?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I'm not as afraid or hesitant to share how I really feel about things, you know, my truth and how I see things. I grew up in a very conservative home. You know, we up in New England are kind of, you know, conservative settlers, and we're a real tough breed. But I also think that, you know, we have to make sure that we're honest about what's happened in the past, and coming to terms and reconciling with that and telling the truth is the most important thing going forward.
And if a reader could walk away with just one last message from your book, what will you hope it is?
I'm hoping that people will come to terms with what has happened in our nation's past and not try to cover that up. You know, we're having these conversations all the time, and, you know, banned books and the stories about trying to change what really happened in our history in favor of the white settlers. And I don't think that's right for any society that really wants to be a healthy society moving forward together. We're all in this together. And I think it's important that we focus on that. Don't try to hide anything, but accept it and work together to make it better as people.
Yeah, that's a good one. And are you working on any other projects right now that you can share with the audience?
Sure. I'm actually working on a sequel. I have such great feedback about the characters that I wrote about. I thought, well, there's probably other parts of Maine history that Penny can really explore and learn about. And I started reading about Benedict Arnold's march through Maine up to Quebec during the beginning of the Revolutionary War. I thought, wow, that's really interesting when you read about it. It was a failed mission with a lot of heartache. A lot of people died marching on their way to Quebec, but it was a powerful history to read about. And I think it's a powerful story to tell, especially as we're moving toward our nation's 250th anniversary.
Okay, that's awesome. That sounds interesting. And I'm really looking forward to the next book. And finally, where can listeners find your book or connect with you?
Sure, they can find it at just about any of the major retailers. So Apple Books, Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Bookshop. So basically anywhere they search for books online or even in bookstores, you can find the book. And my website is goodvibrations.com, and that's G-O-O-D-E, vibrations, because my character's name is Penelope or Penny Good.
Okay, awesome. Amy, it has been a pleasure having you on Outer Radio. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your world and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her book. Thank you for tuning in to Outer Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. And join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thank you, Elle.